delighted to have Vice Chair David Elwell joining us from the 9th District, isn't it, Dave?
It is, Blackman Township.
Long
beautiful
time.
Blackman Township.
How many terms?
Oh, Greg, I'm in my 9th term.
Oh, my goodness.
18 years when I'm finished up, end of 2021.
Wow. And it's always busy, isn't it, Dave?
It is. Never boring.
Yeah, I know. Well, we were talking about the budget last week and things. I don't know if you addressed that in the standing committee yesterday, but it's going to be tight, isn't it?
Yeah, things are getting a little tight. The revenues don't keep up with expenses, and we've given Mike Overton his task, and he's working it with the department heads and elected officials, finding everybody pretty cooperative. They understand the dynamics of it, obviously, and we have had fairly good reserves for a fairly long time, and that's what you sometimes turn to. Of course, you can't turn to that for ongoing expenses, but it makes for busy times, that's for sure.
How about the roads here that the county has been working on? Things have gone pretty well?
Yeah, I really am grateful for our JC Dot and especially Chris Bolt that oversees that for us. He does a great job for us, always thinking outside the box with the equipment we brought to rehab roads. It's working very well. And I think you may have heard that we have some experimental things that Chris is going to be trying here before long, injecting plastic into the road building process. Apparently it worked overseas, and there's a municipality out on the West Coast that's trying it, and Chris was able to snare some of that material and brought it back here to Jackson, and now it's just a matter of getting through the permitting process with DEQ to try and inject that into the asphalt process. And they do a great job for us. They're always thinking outside the box, working very hard. And of course, we've got three townships in our county that put road millages out there that all ran through our JC Dot, so they're very busy with that. Of course, those three are Summit, Spring Arbor, and Blackman was the most recent one. We also yesterday in committee did address the issue of bringing private roads into the county road system.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen real often, but when subdivisions are built, for instance, as long as they build the roads to county road standards or specifications, then that leaves the potential that, in our case, the Board of Commissioners could vote to accept them into our system, which then means from that point forward that we maintain them, which would be the snow plowing and salting and pothole maintenance and shoulder work and tree trimming.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means that we count on those road miles in the funding that we get from the gas tax, so that offsets that. And we did have substantial discussion on that point yesterday. I think we voted on sending to the full board, taking probably six short roads into our road system. And, of course, it's a balance. You want to make sure that you're not taking on more than the revenue will bring in for it, which could impact other roads in the county. And our director assured us that they've done the math on it and they believe that this is a good thing to do, and it's better to have county road maintaining the roads anyway. So that was one of the topics yesterday. We also again spoke about there's a major road project out in Norville Township, and the workers for that particular company are on strike, I think, at the moment, and it's leaving that road not done. We had hoped to have that done before school started, but we had quite a bit of discussion about that yesterday, and Chris Bold is going to look at options to see if he can get that moving again so we can get that job completed before school starts, which is before very long here.
Is that the Reith Riley group, Dave?
Yeah, I believe, Greg, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that is the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know that we had issues before with workers being locked out, actually, by the union, or by the state, I think.
Mm-hmm.
State union representing them. But this time I think it's the employees themselves that have issues that they can't resolve. So we're kind of stuck in the middle. There isn't a whole lot we can do. That's, I think, a partially federally funded or mandated project, so we have to follow their guidelines. So we'll see where that takes us, but Chris will be working on that, and don't like leaving roads sitting half done. Also, yesterday at committee, they approved sending to the full board a project out to the animal shelter, rehabbing the facility out there. Not sure if you've been out there recently, but very busy place. Lydia, our director out there, is doing a fantastic job along with her staff.
Mm-hmm.
We've got two animal control officers on the road actively now, and things are going very well there, but they're just virtually out of room. I went out probably 3 months ago and took a quick tour of the facility. I've been there before, but toured it again just to see how things were looking, and they're just jammed in there. So that's what the voters voted the millage in for, one of the things. And, of course, we've had the ACOs on the road for some time now. Hopefully we'll have a third one out there by the end of the year or so. And, of course, we haven't even collected the millage yet. It gets collected, I think, with this last tax payment that was due. So, but that's going well.
Mm-hmm. So they're working out?
They are.
911, Dave.
Yeah, 911, Greg, I think you know that we brought that under the supervision of the Board of Commissioners some time ago. And the center at the time, when it was run by the sheriff, had Lieutenant Jason Hammond that was running it. And when we brought it under our direction, under the administrator's office, the administrator made a decision to keep then Lieutenant Hammond on. He's now got the title of Director Hammond.
Uh-huh.
And nothing else has changed for any of the other staff there. But things are going very well there. Of course, we were in the middle of the changeover to the state MPSC radio system, also called the 800 system, for both police and fire in the county. And that project, the nuts and bolts of it are all done. It's in use. They're just working a few bugs out. But I'll tell you, from my use of it in our area of the county, it's leaps and bounds ahead of the old system, where you mm-hmm. couldn't hear officers, you couldn't hear the dispatchers half the time. And this was certainly the way to go, and I'm glad we were able to do it. It makes things a lot better in the county for both police and fire service. I was able to attend a fire chief's meeting in my district here a month or so ago. I think the fire chiefs are going to be very happy with the system also. So, yeah, things are going very well.
So how are things in Columbia, Dave?
Well, Greg, we had our last NASCAR race of the year this past weekend, and that's the sign for us in Columbia Township that summer is winding down. You know, we have, of course, two NASCAR races, Live Nation with faster horses, Raftorama, and a bunch of other small events slammed in there. And with the last NASCAR race done again, we're winding down for the summer, getting ready to head back to school here, I think, 21st, 22nd, something like that. And, yeah, things are going well. Our department is very well staffed right now, a bunch of young officers that enjoy working, and things are going well. Budget's in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Township very well supports the police department. Just attended a meeting last night in the Village of Brooklyn. We, of course, provide police services in Brooklyn as well, and Cement City. And, yeah, things seem to be going very well.
Well, you announced that you are throwing your hat in the ring for sheriff, and that's 2020, right?
That's correct, Greg. It's August of 2020 primary, and then a November of 2020
mm-hmm.
general. And, of course, that's in line with when my term ends as commissioner. My term runs through December of 2020, and then January starts the new term for sheriff and commissioners. And, of course, I won't be running for commissioner again, obviously. You can't run for two offices at the same time.
Right.
So I did announce a little bit early. I did that for specific reasons. Primary was that I didn't want the township to hear whispers about my likely running for sheriff. You know, I've been there for, well, over 14 years now. It'll be 15 years in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I think you know where the department has gone from and where it's at now is a long ways. But 24 years at Blackman and be 15 years at Columbia in the spring. And I wanted to give them an early heads up on it so they can strategize and figure out what they want to do about my replacement. I didn't want it to come as a surprise to them. So I did not give them a date specific on when I'll be leaving the agency, but generally speaking, it'll be in the spring. And after the first of the year, sometime I'll give them a specific date on when I'll be done there. And then I'll be out campaigning full time from that point forward.
Why sheriff, Dave?
You know, Greg, it's something that I've aspired to for some time. I think you recall that back in 11 when Dan Hines left and went to the state for director of corrections, I put in for the appointment for that position.
Mm-hmm.
It was myself and Steve Rand and a couple of others, and Steve Rand got the appointment. I didn't. But that did not diminish my desire to one day be sheriff. I had thought about running in open elections a couple other times, but I had family members with health issues at the time and chose not to and stayed where I was at. And now for me just is the time to do that. I think that the circumstances of the sheriff department there, you know, there's a lot of good people that work there. And I think there needs to be trust restored in the agency. And it's just time for me, I think, to make that run for it.
You're reasonably close to the situation there. How is the department running?
You know, Greg, I don't get mixed up in the operation of the department. We see it from outside, even though we're commissioners. And, you know, we hear a lot of things. I get good information about what's going on there. And again, there just are a lot of deputies and staff and correction staff there that work very hard, that are keeping their heads down and working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think mainly it's a perception from the public and trust from the public that needs to be restored there. It's not so much the job that the staff is doing there, because I think they're doing a good job with it. But I don't think you'll find too many people that would argue that there's a need for change there, and looks like that's going to come through the regular election process, and I'm okay with that.
How is this Board of Commissioners working together, David?
You know, Greg, As I said, I've been there for nine terms, and there's, you know, almost always one or two commissioners, new commissioners that come in. And that's a process that always works itself out.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, when I first came there, I guess had my own perceptions on how that would be. And how things change when you get there and you see how things work and how things are supposed to work. So every single time, though, whether you have apprehensions or not about who may be incoming, it always works out. And it's working out now. We've got a great group of commissioners there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody provides their own unique set of skills they bring to the table, and it's very enjoyable.
Method to the madness, isn't there?
There is.
Dave, good talking to you.
Okay, take care, Greg. Thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it. County Commission Vice Chair, David Elwell.